the Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, the All-Glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Guru Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jaya Sota Ganasuna Khori Ekaman Rata Yatra Mritya Prabhu Paramamohan.
All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratha Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention.
Aradina Mahaprabhu Hoya Sabadhan Ratri Uti Gana Sangi Koila Pratasnan.
The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. Today we are celebrating Sri Jagannath Ratha Yatra, a ceremony and festival which His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada considered very much significant for transforming the consciousness of the world. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the role of his own devotee to teach us how to purify our hearts and awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within us. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life and was living in Jagannath Puri, each and every year he would celebrate the Ratha Yatra with great, great enthusiasm. In fact, he would call his devotees from all other places of Bengal and Orissa to celebrate it with him. Srila Prabhupada explains that when he was a little child, he would have deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And he and his sister would personally organize a Ratha Yatra, of course on a small scale, through the neighboring streets of Calcutta. This became an annual event for Srila Prabhupada, where he would help encourage everyone around to make the cart nice for Jagannath and decorations, and he would have the cart pulled with kirtan and distribution of prasad. As a small child, Srila Prabhupada explains, when he was a young man, he would very often go to the timetable of the Indian railway lines to see what times the train leave for Jagannath Puri. Of course, his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was born in Jagannath Puri, right alongside the very road where the Ratha Yatra takes place. And when he was only a child of hardly 6 months old, when his mother, Bhagavati Devi, brought him for the blessings of Jagannath, a garland fell from Jagannath, encircling the child. Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood during this time of Ratha Yatra that the prayer that I offer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
that he sends one of his own personal assistants to help spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world has been fulfilled.
When Srila Prabhupada came to the West on the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was always one of his great dreams that the Ratha Yatra of Jagannath, as it was celebrated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be celebrated in major cities all over the world. I believe it was in 1968 that Srila Prabhupada informed his devotees how to organize the first Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. In New York City, Srila Prabhupada started. He was living in Bowery, a ghetto. For some time he had a little tiny storefront on the Lower East Side. But it was his great dream that someday Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, along with hundreds and hundreds of devotees, will perform the Ratha Yatra in the most important city of the world, New York, down the most important street in the entire world, Fifth Avenue. And in 1976, Lord Jagannath fulfilled Srila Prabhupada's dream. There was literally hundreds and hundreds of devotees, tens and thousands of people along the roads, and Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, in their three carts, they journeyed on their great, great yatra down Fifth Avenue in the heart of New York City. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on Subhadra's cart, looking around. And we can imagine the fulfillment of his heart. In fact, Ratha Yatras by Srila Prabhupada's influence were taking place in practically all major cities of the world. Paris, London, Hamburg, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, Toronto, Montreal, Melbourne, and Sydney. Places in Africa. In fact, this tradition has gone on, and the ISKCON Ratha Yatra in Calcutta is considered a national holiday, and I believe in other parts of the world also. Srila Prabhupada's idea of Ratha Yatra was not only for the pleasure of his guru in Gauranga, but it was such a powerful preaching means. Because many people will come to our temple to see the holy form of the Lord, but many are so materialistic or atheistic or just outright lazy due to the influence of Kali Yuga, they will not come to our temples. They will not associate with our devotees. Ratha Yatra is when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes out of the temples, reveals his beautiful darshan, and casts his merciful glance upon everyone and anyone. The loud chanting of the holy names tumultuously vibrates through the centers of major cities. It engages the officials of the city, the police, the mayors, the governors, in making all sorts of arrangements for the Ratha Yatra. Mass book distribution, mass facade distribution, massive preaching. It is such a wonderful and powerful process of preaching Krishna consciousness. And this was Srila Prabhupada's life in science. Because it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that in every town and every village his name would be chanted. And this was the order that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave to Srila Prabhupada. And it was Srila Prabhupada's life and service. While living in this world, Srila Prabhupada told all of us that we should make our life and soul to assist him in his service to his Guru Maharaj. So by
His divine grace, we have an opportunity to try, according to whatever capacity we may have, to continue His wonderful service to Sri Guru and Guru. Here in Bombay, it is an annual celebration of Sri Radha Yatra. By causeless mercy of Sri Prabhupada, we are all somehow or other given the benediction to participate. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, explains in wonderful detail how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates celebrated Radha Yatra. Within this pastime is not only the Leela of the Lord, but the most essential instructions that we should understand for our own spiritual progress. The story of Radha Yatra is suitably begun by understanding the qualities of the king of Orissa of the time, Maharaj Pratapananda. He was a follower of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who by the mercy of the Vaishnavas became a pure unalloyed devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Lord Chaitanya left for his tour of South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was asked by King Pratapananda, "Who is this great sannyasi that I have heard of?" The Bhattacharya replied, "He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has descended in this age of Kali Yuga to spread love of God everywhere through the congregation of chanting of the holy names. The king, because of his good heart, he immediately accepted the word of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with no argumentation. This is only possible for one who has received the causeless mercy of the Lord." He begs Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Please arrange an interview by where I can meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serve him, and receive his mercy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "This may be very difficult, because Lord Chaitanya was very strictly following all the principles of etiquette according to the Varnahan Ashram. And for a sannyasi to meet a person who is associated with so much materialism that's condemned by society." But he said he would try. So what happened is, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached him and said, "There was a great king named Pratapamudra, and he has dedicated his mind, his life, to your loving service. Please, he is begging you to grant him an interview." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very disturbed when he heard this request. "My dear Bhattacharya, do you know what you are asking me to do? I am in the renounced order of life. For one who is trying to cross over the ocean of birth and death, to associate with a person too much attached to sense gratification or a woman similarly engaged is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. Iskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanomukhasya. My dear king, I must follow these principles very carefully if you even ask me again. Then I will leave this place." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "He may be a king, but he's a great devotee." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "He may or may not, but the fact that the name king is attached to his name makes him abominable." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very much afraid. Sometime later, Ramananda Rai came to stuck along with Pratapa Rudra. Ramananda Rai immediately went to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously in Vidyanagar, when Lord Chaitanya met Sri Ramananda Rai, he asked Ramananda Rai, retire from your position as the governor of the Madras province and come and live with me in Jagannath Puri. Ramananda Rai offered his prostrated obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu embraced him with great love. He asked about Ramananda Rai's welfare. Ramananda Rai began to praise the glories of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. He said, according to your instruction, I requested that King accept my resignation because I wanted to live in Puri and serve you. As soon as I said the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the king became full of bliss. He said, you are so fortunate. The Lord is willing to accept your service. I am so lowly and abominable. You will not see me. I will give you full salary as a pension, and you can be completely relieved of all your responsibilities. Please go to Puri and serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai said to Lord Chaitanya, when I said your name, his hair stood on end, tears started flowing from his eyes. He did such kind favor for me just by the sound of your name. I only pray that one drop of the love of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra can be within my heart. Lord Chaitanya said to Srila Ramananda Rai, truly, you are most dear to me. But by hearing how Maharaj Pratapa Rudra showed love to a devotee, Lord Chaitanya's heart melted. He said to Ramananda Rai, because Pratapa Rudra Maharaj loves you, Krishna will certainly fulfill his desires and show him his causeless mercy. Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Kappaya Chikeva. Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that Maharaj Pratapa Rudra first approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, asking for an interview, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. But when Pratapa Rudra Maharaj sincerely served Vaishnava and showed love for Vaishnava, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from within his heart fully accepted him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact, quoted so many Shastra references how one cannot approach the Supreme Lord directly, but must approach by serving, pleasing, and showing love to the Lord's dear devotees. The greatest worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to worship his devotees. So, after some time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, and he asked, is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to accept my coming to see him? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, very, very difficult. He has explained in this way. And the king, he became so sad. He described, if the Lord is not willing to see me because I am a king, then I consider my kingdom useless. I consider my body useless. I will most certainly give up my life. I have no purpose to fulfill if I do not receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has descended from the spiritual world just to give His causeless mercy to everyone and anyone without discrimination. Even the lowest people who are not even to be seen, He has given His mercy to. He has given His causeless mercy to Jagai and Madhai, criminals, sinful thieves. He has come to bestow His mercy everywhere on anyone with the exception of one most unfortunate king named Pratapamusha. If I cannot receive His mercy, I will give up this kingdom and I will give up my very life.
When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw this Dridhavrata, this very firm determination, he said to Maharaj Pratapa that because of your great determination, and because Ramananda Rai has already explained how you have pleased him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly in the future bestow his mercy upon you. In fact, during the Ratha Yatra, there will be a place where Lord Chaitanya rests in a garden near the Gundicha temple. And there, you should disguise yourself as a Vaishnava. Take off all your royal robes, and there you will be allowed to massage the Lord's feet. Recite the slokas from the 10th canto, 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, called Gopi Gita, where the gopis are feeling separation from Krishna during Rasalila, and Mahaprabhu will embrace you and show you all of His mercy. The king became satisfied momentarily by hearing this. Soon after, the Snan Yatra took place, where Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra are given bath. After the Snan Yatra, the deities go into seclusion for 15 days. During that time, they are served by the Daitas, the personal assistants of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstatic bliss to see the Snan Yatra. However, when Lord Jagannath went into seclusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart just swelled with the agony of the ecstasy of separation. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing so much Krishna in Jagannath that he could not bear living in Puri without seeing Jagannath. So without taking many of his associates, he left for Alalanath, where he simply immersed his consciousness in the feelings of great, great separation from Sri Jagannath. After some days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya called for the Lord by sending a message that the devotees from Bengal, about 200 of them, are about to arrive in Puri. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to greet them. It is explained how when the devotees from Puri came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sent his own assistants, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, to give them garlands and sandalwood to greet them. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his own devotees, met the devotees from Bengal at Narendra Sarovar. Meanwhile, this news came to Maharaj Prataparudra. He went out to the roof of his palace with Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Maharaj Prataparudra saw the transcendental Sankirtan party of the devotees of Bengal headed by Advaita Acharya and others, Srivas Thakur, Acharya Ratna, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Murari Gupta, such a wonderful, wonderful kirtan he saw, he asked Sarvabhauma, "Who are these people? I have never ever seen such spiritual effulgence. They are so bright. And their chanting is so sweet. It is so melodious, so full of love. And how they are dancing, I have never seen this before." Maharaj Prataparuja was in utter ecstasy just seeing the sankirtan of the devotees as they were chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained, "This is not ordinary sankirtan. This is Prem sankirtan. It is the sankirtan chanted by those who are endowed with pure, unalloyed, unconditional love for Krishna. This is the sankirtan of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended in this age of Kali Yuga to teach the world the Yuga Dharma, which is this congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And according to the Shastras, we can understand anyone in this age of Kali who has proper intelligence will worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates through this loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Guru Pratapaputra was asking, "Please tell me who these effulgent, illustrious, glorious people are." Sarvabhauma said, "Even I do not know who they are, but Gopinathacharya, he knows." So Gopinathacharya began to explain, "That lion-like transcendental Vaishnava is Advaitacharya, and this is Srivas Thakur." And as he was hearing the glories of each devotee, Pratapaputra Maharaj was becoming more and more filled with ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pratapaputra Maharaj asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "If Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is confirmed in the great Vedic scriptures, then why is it that so many scholars all over the world do not appreciate this or worship him in this way?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "One can only understand the true glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if one receives the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It cannot be understood through scholarship or study of the Shastras or penances, austerities, giving in charity. It is only by receiving the mercy of the Lord." Meanwhile, Maharaj Pratapaputra went back to Katak, and after some time, he wrote a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying, "If I am not allowed an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I consider that my whole kingdom is utterly useless. I will give up my kingdom, and I will become a mendicant. I will wear an ivory earring, and I will beg door to door, renouncing my palace, my family, my armies, my wealth. I will put on the robes of a beggar, and I will beg, if that is what is required to receive the mercy of Mahaprabhu." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very much concerned, so he showed this letter to the Vaishnavas. When the Vaishnavas saw this letter, they were thinking, what to do? They were all fearful to bring up the subject to Lord Chaitanya again. Swami Damodar Goswami had the plan that let us just go before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not request anything. We will just praise the glories of the king. They all went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, none of them could say a single word. Lord Chaitanya saw them and said, "You have come to tell me something. Why are you so silent?" Then Nityananda Prabhu replied,
Maharaj Pratapurudra is about to give up being the king. He's about to renounce the entire kingdom if he does not get an interview with you. Please give your interview to Maharaj Pratapurudra.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very disturbed. He said, "What are you asking? Why are you asking this? Do you know what it means? For a sannyasi to meet a worldly person, everyone will criticize me, and my spirituality and my preaching will be ruined." So Nityananda Prabhu decided, "My Lord, if you will give just one piece of your outer cloth to the king, then that may pacify him for some time." Lord Chaitanya agreed. Govinda gave the cloth to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu gave the cloth to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave a piece of Lord Chaitanya's outer cloth to Maharaj Pratapurudra, who recognized that this is as worshipable as the Lord himself because it is his tadiya or paraphernalia. He put it on his altar and worshipped it as he would worship the deity of the Lord personally, and served that piece of cloth with great devotion and attention. So the Prabhupada describes that the tadiya, the personal paraphernalia of the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead, should be seen as worship. One day Sri Ramananda Rai came before Lord Chaitanya, and he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please let the king have interview with you. He's willing to give up his kingdom, he's willing to give up his life. He's a great devotee of the Lord." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how he cannot meet a materialistic person. It is against his principles. Ramananda Rai said, "But you are independent. You are the supreme personality of Godhead." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, I am not the supreme personality of Godhead. I am an ordinary man. And I have taken sannyas, and a sannyasi must always be very fearful of public opinion in three ways: with his body, with his mind, and with his words. Because if a sannyasi does anything against the proper principles, then the general public will spread that information throughout society like a wildfire. And not only that, but if a sannyasi deviates, it is like a white cloth with a black spot. Everyone will see it. However, the son is non-different than the father. So Srila Ramananda Rai, bring his son, the prince, and I will meet him." So Sri Ramananda Rai arranged for the son of the king to come before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the prince came, Lord Chaitanya looked at him and noticed with great pleasure that he had a beautiful blackish complexion, and his eyes were like lotus petals, and he was wearing a beautiful golden robe around his waist. As soon as Lord Chaitanya saw him, he remembered Krishna. The boy offered his obeisances. Lord Chaitanya picked up that child and began to embrace him, bathing him with the tears of his own lotus-like eyes. When that child was embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately ecstatic love of Krishna erupted in the child's heart. The child's hair stood on end, tears started profusely flowing from his eyes, every limb began to tremble, and he began to dance in ecstasy, chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Kaviraj Goswami explained, at that moment, that child became a topmost Vaishnava, a confidential associate of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising him. Just by seeing you, I am remembering Krishna. How grateful I am to you. Therefore, you should come to see me every day. From that day on, that child became one of the confidential servitors of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he returned to his father, and his father heard what sort of mercy his son had received, his father lovingly embraced the prince. And because the prince had just been embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when King Pratapa embraced the prince, he experienced the same ecstasy as if he embraced Lord Chaitanya directly. She goes on the Mahaprabhu meeting. Lord Chaitanya called for Kashi Mishra and Tulsi, the superintendent of the Jagannath temple, told them, tomorrow I want to clean Gundicha Mandir. Bring 100 brooms and 100 new water pots, and I myself, with my devotees, will cleanse the Gundicha temple. Kashi Mishra and the superintendent said, my lord, it is not befitting for you to do this service, but ultimately we must carry out your order. The next morning, they arranged for many new brooms and water pots. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, with his own hands, he distributed the brooms to his devotees. And he explained to them how they were going to clean Gundicha Mandir. Because you see, after Rathi Yatra, at the very end of the parade, Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra go to the Gundicha temple, which is considered to be none different than Vrindavan. And they remain there for 9 days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not see it proper to bring the Lord into a temple that was not perfectly, immaculately clean. So with his devotees, they began to sweep. And they swept and swept and swept. It is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally setting the example. He was collecting dust, straw, and grains of sand with his own hands. He was placing it in his cloth and taking it outside of the temple. Lord Chaitanya was so enthusiastic to clean. He was cleaning more than 100 men could clean. In fact, it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 100 hands as he was cleaning. All the devotees following in his footsteps were sweeping and cleaning and sweeping and cleaning until the entire temple was cleaned. Every part, the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the bhoga room, the offering room, the singhasan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to the devotees, now let us clean again and collect the finer and finer particles of straw, dust, and sand. Again they went sweeping and cleaning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes in ecstasy that he was cleaning the temple of the Lord, he was weeping and cleaning the temple with his tears. And when he would see a devotee doing nice work, he would say, very, very good. You are doing a good job. Now you teach others to do as you are doing. This is very instructive. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is not that we just do nice service ourselves, but whatever we know how to do, we should teach others to do as good, if not better. Then we please the Lord the most. As the devotees were working so hard to clean and clean and clean, it is described all the devotees put together made one pile of dust, sand, and straw. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, individually, his power was bigger than everyone else put together. As they were cleaning, Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who is not working very hard, attentively, I will find them cakes and other types of prasad. And of those who are working very hard, we will reward them with Jagannath's prasad. As they cleaned the entire temple a second time through until there wasn't a single grain of dust anywhere, all the devotees, over 100 of them, were standing with their pots of water, just waiting for the order of the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order, hundreds of buckets of water were washing the floor, the walls, the ceiling, the Singhasan, every place. Washing and washing and washing from Indrajumna Sarovar. So many devotees were carrying pots of water. Sometimes they were bumping into each other and the pots were breaking and people were going out and buying more and more and more new pots. In others, there was such a congestion of people trying to get water from Indrajumna Sarovar. People were taking their pots, going to wells or anywhere they can get water to bring it to Gundicha Mandir. And everyone, there was only one sound coming from their mouths, and that was the congregation of chanting of the Holy Lord. It is described that anything anyone wanted, they would just say Krishna's name. If someone needed some water from a bucket, he would say Krishna. And the other person would give it by saying Krishna. Just by chanting Krishna's name with such unity to serve Mahaprabhu's instruction, everyone knew exactly what everyone wanted. No one had to say, give me more water, give me room, I need this. All they did is say, Hare Krishna! And the person knew, yes, yes, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! They were just chanting, Hare Krishna! No other sound, it was a tumultuous roar of Mahamantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so very pleased. Then they let the water out of the temple. It looked like a flood of water going into the courtyard out of the temple of Gundicha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one time, it is explained, while they were washing, sometimes people would very secretly hide and get water that had touched Lord Chaitanya's feet. And then somebody would beg, please give me some of that water. And the other person, in a charitable disposition, would give that water in charity. Then when that person had it and drank it, somebody else would see and say, please give me charity of that water. This is the supreme charity, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after the temple was very nicely washed, one Bengali Vaishnava, who was very learned, pure, but simple at heart, he came right up to Lord Chaitanya from behind and washed Lord Chaitanya's feet right in the temple of Gundicha and began to drink it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mood of the devotee became very internally pleased, but externally angry, because he wanted to teach by his example. He said to Srila Swarupanagara Goswami, just see what your Bengali Vaishnava has done. He has washed my feet and drunk it in the temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What kind of offensive reaction is going to come upon me? Swarupanagara Goswami very gently pushed the Vaishnava out of the temple. And then he came back and begged Lord Chaitanya to forgive him. So the Prabhupada explains that this incident is very instructive. First of all, when Mahaprabhu said, "You are Bengali Vaishya," it means that all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the property of the Parampara, headed by Swarupa Damodara Goswami, the personal associate and assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was entrusting all Gaudiya Vaishnavas under the care of the Parampara system. And it is the duty of the Parampara to care for all Vaishnavas, because they are under the care. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to show that in the presence of the temple of the Lord, one should never allow anyone to worship them or take the water from the lotus feet. Also, even though he displeased the Lord, Swarup Damodara Goswami personally begged the Lord to forgive him. After the Gundicha temple was so transcendentally, actually Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains what this cleansing of Gundicha temple means to us. The heart is compared to the temple of the Lord. If we want Krishna to sit within our heart, we must make our heart completely clean. Of the anarthas, lust, anger, pride, envy, greed, and illusion are like dust, straw, and grains of sand within our hearts. And the process of cleaning the heart, Cheto Dharapara Marajanam Bhagamahadavadmi Nirvapanam, is chanting the holy names of the Lord, is serving the devotees of the Lord, following the regulative principles of the Lord. Anyabhilasita sunyam, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, serving the Lord with a desire for fruitive results is dirt. Serving the Lord with a desire for prestige or fame is dirt. Serving the Lord with a desire for liberation or mystic powers is dirt. They must all be cleansed from our heart. Our service to the Lord should be pure, only for the satisfaction of the Lord Himself. And that is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, to cleanse the heart. Only then will Krishna be pleased to give His darshan to us within our heart. The cleansing of Gundicha temple is an instruction for all devotees of what is the perfection of life and how to achieve it through purification. After the Gundicha temple was thoroughly cleansed, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the temple of Narasimhadev, which is situated just beside Gundicha Mandir. There Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced his devotees to begin Sankirtan. As they were chanting and chanting, it said, it filled the entire universe, the loud vibration of Krishna's name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally dancing in ecstatic love with his devotees. Lord Chaitanya approached one of the sons of Sri Advaita Acharya and told him, "Gopal, dance and chant." Gopal began to dance and chant, and then in ecstatic love due to following the Lord's instruction, Gopal fell to the ground unconscious. The devotees were very alarmed. His father, Advaitacharya, came up to him and placed him on his lap. There was no breath, not even the slightest sign of living in his body. All the devotees gathered around Gopal's body, chanting and chanting and chanting so loud they were chanting the holy names of Krishna that it tumultuously filled the entire universe with the sound of Mahamantra. did not show any sign of life. Advaitacharya began to cry. He didn't know what else to do. The devotees were so morose at the separation of this loving child of Sri Advaita Chandra.
Then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his beautiful golden lotus-like hand over the heart of Gopal and spoke, "Gopal, stand up." Gopal stood up, dancing and chanting in ecstatic love. All the devotees celebrated by seeing the miraculous power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting and dancing in the kirtan of the holy name of Krishna. After this, to celebrate the glorious Gundicha Marjana, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the devotees into a garden and arranged wonderful, wonderful prasad to be served. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya were sitting together, and in intimate ecstatic love, which is inconceivable to the ordinary mind, they began to express their love for each other. First Advaitacharya said, "What am I doing sitting next to Nityananda Prabhu? You are, nobody even knows where you're coming from, who your parents are, what caste you are from. I am a Brahmin. Just by seeing you or sitting next to you, I will become mad and lose my caste." Nityananda Prabhu said to Advaitacharya that what my heart will be contaminated by sitting near Advaita, a monist, a Mayavadi. This way they were exchanging such sweet words of love. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains how if one hears the transcendental arguments of Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, and if anyone takes the side of either one of them against the other, they will be ruined. Because they are both transcendentally praising one another in these mysterious types of words. The next day was the Netrotsava, the first day after 15 days that Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra give their darshan. Generally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always stand way in the back side of the temple alongside the Garuda Stamba. I have never been in Jagannath's temple because of my fallen condition. However, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, it appears that Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra are on their beautiful thrones, and then there is a large darshan and kirtan hall in which thousands of people can fit. And behind that is the Garuda Stamba. The first day Lord Chaitanya had his darshan of Puri, he fell unconscious and was actually in danger. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said you should only go to the Jagannath temple accompanied by self or others. And from that day on, Lord Chaitanya would always stand at the Garuda Stamba and see Jagannath from a distance in ecstatic love. 15 days went by. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya did not see Jagannath. He was so eager to see on this day of Netrotsava. Lord Chaitanya and his associates went directly right to where Lord Shri Jagannath was standing. He was even accepting an offering of bhoga, and Lord Chaitanya, without considering any of the etiquette, immediately went right before Lord Jagannath to see him. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees stood for hours and hours motionless, just looking at the beautiful face of Jagannath. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that Lord Chaitanya's eyes were like two beautiful, hungry bumblebees. And Jagannath's eyes were like
two beautiful, fragrant, nectarine lotuses. And just as the bumblebee hovers intensely around the lotus, similarly Lord Chaitanya's eyes were fixed in ecstatic love upon the lotus eyes of Sri Jagannath. As Lord Chaitanya, tears were flowing from his eyes and all the manifestations of transcendental ecstasy were manifesting on his body. The next day was the Ratha Yatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates came to the Jagannath Mandir. The first part of Ratha Yatra is called Panduvijay, where Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are taken from their thrones and brought to the Rath, their beautifully decorated car. Jagannath deities are so big. These big, big servants of Jagannath called Dayatas, they are in charge of escorting Lord Jagannath. They have these beautiful, strong silk ropes that they use to lift the deities. Some devotees were holding the Lord at his shoulders, some at his head, some at his feet. Some were holding the ropes. They had these big pillows called tulis. And they would lift Jagannath and lift him from one pillow to the next, and then the next pillow to the next. And sometimes due to the weight of the deity, the pillow would break and make a cracking sound and the cotton within it would begin to float into the air. Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra were brought to their cars. At that time, a wonderful pastime took place. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the king of all of Orissa, he came before the Rath cart with a golden broom. And in utter humility, as a menial street sweeper, he began to sweep the road before Lord Chaitanya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, even though he was so learned, powerful, and filled with opulences of this world, still he took such a humble, menial position of sweeping the street for the Lord and his devotees. Lord Chaitanya decided at that point that I will give my mercy to him. Lord Chaitanya's heart melts when he sees the humility of the devotee willing to accept the most menial service for the pleasure of the Lord. Maharaj Pratapurudra very carefully swept the street and sprinkled it with sandalwood oil. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Ratha Yatra was about to begin, with his own lotus hands he personally placed garland on each of his devotees and anointed their limbs with sandalwood. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great pleasure is to serve his devotees. Then Lord Chaitanya divided his servants into seven Sankirtan parties. The first party, he assigned Swarup Damodar Goswami to be the lead singer. There were five people in that party responding to the singing, and Advaitacharya was the lead dancer. The second party, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer, and Nityananda Prabhu was the lead dancer. The third party, Mukunda Dutt, was the lead singer, and Shiva Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer. The next party, Govinda Ghosh was the lead singer, and Vrakrishwar Pandit was the lead dancer. The next party, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assigned the devotees from Kulinagram to chant, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were the lead dancers. Then he assigned the residents of Srikanda to form the next group, where Narahari Sarakar and Raghunandan Thakur were the lead dancers. Then he assigned the devotees of Santipur to compose the seventh party, in which Achyutananda, the most glorious of all the sons of Advaitacharya, was the lead dancer. There were two murdangas in each group, altogether 14 murdangas. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired them all to begin their kirtan. They all started dancing and chanting in great ecstatic love. The way it was formed was four Sankirtan parties were in front of Jagannath's cart. One Sankirtan party was on each side, and one Sankirtan party was in the rear. They were all chanting and dancing in transcendental ecstasy. It is explained when the 14 murdangas were all playing in unison with one another, it made such a thunderous, tumultuous sound it filled the entire atmosphere with Harinam Sankirtan. The devotees were chanting very loudly and dancing in transcendental happiness. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to dance. He started dancing, running from one group to the next. And all the seven groups were seeing Lord Chaitanya coming to their group. He was going so fast. After some time, he expanded himself to be dancing in all seven groups simultaneously. And each of the Sankirtan groups were thinking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only with us. His mercy is only for us. How kind he is! Only the most confidential of all the devotees could understand this mystic exhibition. Maharaj Pratap Ruja could see with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested himself in all seven groups simultaneously. Lord Chaitanya gave Prataparuja that benediction because Maharaj Prataparuja took the position of the menial, humble street sweeper before Jagannath with no desire for ego or prestige. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he was in all seven groups, and then at other times he came into one form again and he called all the seven groups to combine in one. All the devotees were gathered together. Everyone was chanting in kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his palms folded, looked at the beautiful lotus face of Sri Jagannath Dev and offered a prayer. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. As the devotees were dancing and chanting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited to the world the supreme manifestation of spiritual beauty in the form of his divine dance of pure love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he danced, sometimes he jumped very high. Sometimes he began to roar, and when he roared, it sounded like thunder in the sky. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run in circles. Sometimes he spun so fast it looked like a firebrand. At other times, as he would jump and place his foot to the ground, the entire earth would tilt. Other times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would suddenly become completely stunned. The hairs were standing on end like the flowers of the kadamba tree. At other times, perspiration flowed profusely, and then blood and perspiration simultaneously would come from each and every pore of his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body would start changing different colors. His teeth began to chatter like a child in the winter. In fact, his teeth were chattering in such a way that each individual tooth
was vibrating separate from all the other teeth, and it appeared that at any moment all his teeth would fall from his mouth. At other times he would roll in the ground. He appeared like a golden mountain rolling in the dust of Jagannath Puri. Sometimes he would be choked up and he would start making sounds like jajagaga, jajagaga, jajagaga. Of course, different. Other times his legs and his arms would become as stiff as dry wood. And then foam would start pouring out of his mouth. It like looked as if nectar descending from the moon. One devotee of the name Shubhananda, he caught that foam and drank it. Kaviraj Goswami explains the reason he did this is because he was expert at tasting transcendental spiritual melons. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have Swarup Damodar Goswami sing beautiful, beautiful songs in glorification of Krishna's Leela. Swarup Damodar Goswami was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to always know what was in the heart of the Lord. And he would sing just according to the emotional state of ecstatic love that the Lord was experiencing. As Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to perform an entire drama with his arms. As Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing beautiful leelas of Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was acting them out by the movements of his beautiful golden arms. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya wanted to test Lord Jagannath. He would go behind Jagannath's cart, and Jagannath would stop. And no matter how the devotees and the pilgrims tried to pull his cart, it would not budge an inch. It was only when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to the front of the cart that Jagannath would start to move. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to chant with raised arms the prayers and the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. My dear friend, now I am seeing that same boy that I met in my youth. However, I long to bring him back to the banks of the Reba and see him under the Vikasi tree. Lord Chaitanya was speaking these mystical, confidential verses. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, leading Krishna at Kurukshetra. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Vrindavan for Mathura. He was away for many long years, and the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Sri Radharani, were immersed in very intense and bearable ecstasies of separation. But at one time, he invited them to meet him during the solar eclipse in Kurukshetra. When Sri Radharani saw Krishna, he was no longer a cowherd boy with a peacock feather in his hair playing on his flute. Now he was Dwarkadish. He was a great king with armor and crowns. Sri Radharani expressed, "My lord, I am seeing you surrounded by elephants and chariots and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of soldiers, ministers in all royalty. And here are 16,108 queens, all decorated in the most opulent, majestic ornamentation." and we are standing in this battlefield of Kurukshetra. I desire to bring you back to Vrindavan and see you as a cowherd boy with a peacock feather in your hair and the wild flowers and the gunjamala around your neck, standing under a kadamba tree with your cows on the banks of the sacred river Jamuna, playing the fifth note of your flute. This is my heart's desire. She began to pray to the Lord that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and all of the Brijabasis, they are about to leave their bodies in separation from you. Please return to Vrindavan. We have all sold our hearts at your lotus feet exclusively. Lord Krishna, upon hearing these prayers, his heart greatly moved. He explained that after a few days, I will certainly come back to Vrindavan and satisfy all of your desires. I had left because it was my duty to kill Kamsa and so many other demons. But there are still a few demons left. After I free the world of them, I will return to Vrindavan. But you should know that your pure, unadulterated love has captured my heart, and I am always your property, because the Lord always is subordinate to the love of his devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was dancing, Jagannath was Krishna at Kurukshetra, and Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Sri Radharani as she was meeting him in this ecstatic mood in Kurukshetra. And the Ratriraksha ceremony is Sri Radharani and the gopis, as well as the other Brijabasis. It is their meditation of bringing Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra back on carts from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Jagannath Mandir is Aishwarya Leela. It represents Dwarka Dham, and Pundicha represents Sri Vrindavan. It is the festival of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Or it is also the festival of bringing Krishna back into our hearts, which are meant to be Vrindavan, the abode of the Lord. So there was a wonderful leela taking place when Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radharani, would stand behind the Radhakar. She wanted to see whether Krishna was willing to go without her. But Jagannath would stop. And no matter how hard they pulled, the cart would not go until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come before Jagannath. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in such beautiful, graceful ecstasy, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra would just look at him in great ecstatic pleasure. Sometimes Lord Jagannath would just unblinkingly fall into ecstasy seeing the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes he would just hold the cart utterly still because he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya dancing. When Lord Chaitanya would dance forward, Jagannath would cause his cart to go forward just to see the dancing. And all the people who saw Lord Chaitanya's dancing were filled with the more Lord's mercy. It was astonishing to them. The devotees, the servants of Lord Jagannath, the pilgrims, the visitors, the residents of Jagannath Puri, everyone was just gathered around watching the beautiful dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya dancing in front of Jagannath's cart, even for a moment, their minds would be filled with bliss and their hearts. Would blossom like a lotus flower with ecstatic love of Krishna. Anyone who saw the dancing of Mahaprabhu achieved the ultimate perfection of life of Krishna Prema. That is the mercy of the Lord.
It is described how this dancing and chanting went on, and the Lord liberated so many tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands, millions of people.
During the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya, in great ecstasy, fell to the ground right in front of Maharaj Pratapamudra. And none of the devotees were around. Nityananda Prabhu, Kashishwar Pandit, Govinda, who were usually guarding him, they were nowhere to be seen. So King Pratapamudra, with his own loving hands, lifted Lord Chaitanya up. Lord Chaitanya came to consciousness and he saw he was in the arms of the king. He jumped away and he said, "How pitiable is my existence! I have been contaminated by the touch of a materialistic person." King Pratapamudra became very frightened. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Truly, my king, the Lord is very pleased. Out of his causeless mercy, he has allowed you to touch him. But just to teach a proper example for others, he is chastising you. But please know, you have received his causeless mercy."
At one time, as they were dancing and dancing and chanting, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in such a way that the devotees made three circles around Lord Chaitanya to protect him from the crowds. They were holding hands. The first was led by Nityananda Prabhu. Then there was another circle around that first circle with Govinda and Kashishwar. And then there was another circle around that circle where King Pratapamudra and his servants were holding hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so beautifully. King Pratapamudra was staring at this dancing in such ecstatic love. But then Srivas Thakur stood right in front of the king. The king's minister, Harichanda, very gently and politely asked Srivas, "Please move aside. The king is being blocked by you standing here." But Srivas was so enraptured in internal ecstasy seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing, he did not notice Harichandan. But the king could not see Harichandan again. "Srivas, please move." He was even kind of pushing him. Srivas did not move. Harichandan again tried to move him. Srivas became annoyed, turned around and slapped Harichandan in the face. "Hello!" Harichandan was disturbed. He was about to chastise Srivas, but Maharaj Pratapamudra stopped him. He said, "You are so fortunate. You have received the mercy of Srivas Thakur. I am only praying for the day that I could receive such a glorious good fortune." The beautiful kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued
until they came to the place called Balagandhi. There the cart stopped, and the Lord and his devotees were dancing and dancing while chanting the holy names of Lord. Lord Jagannath began to look to the right and look to the left at the beautiful, beautiful gardens on both sides of the road.
It is at the Balagandhi that everyone without consideration is allowed to bring offerings of bhoga to for the pleasure of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra.
First, Maharaj Pratapamudra with his ministers and queens brought thousands of preparations and offered them around Lord Jagannath. Then various members of the Brahmin community and then members of every other community all came And soon there was tens and thousands of preparations all around the carts, and they were all offering to Lord Jagannath. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, who were very tired from dancing and chanting throughout the entire day, they entered into a secluded garden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay down on a raised platform, began to rest. The different devotees all lay down under different trees to rest. At that time, under the instruction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the guidance of Sri Ramananda Rai, Maharaj Prataparudra came, taking off his royal dress in the garments of a mendicant. He bowed down and took the permission of all the Vaishnavas. Then, according to the devotee's instruction, he entered into the garden. He directly approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He bowed down, got up, and began to massage his lotus feet. Began to massage his legs. Then, according to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instruction, he chanted the Gauri Gita, beginning with Jayati Deyati Kam. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the prayers of separation of the love of the gopis for Krishna in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatically pleased. He got up and said, "Go on reciting! Go on reciting!" Maharaj Prashoparudra continued to chant the beautiful songs of gopis, Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy. "Go on reciting! Go on reciting!" The king in the robe of a mendicant came to that one illustrious sloka.
Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavidiriditam kalmashaham sravana mangalam srimatapatam uvigranantihe muridhachanaha.
My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities on the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. When Lord Chaitanya heard Maharaj Prataparudra reciting this beautiful prayer, Lord Chaitanya got up and he called out, "You are the most munificent!" and embraced the king with great love. Again and again he called out, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" And again and again he embraced the king, soaking him with his tears of love. After some time, the king received the fulfillment of all of his desires. Lord Chaitanya was just showering his intimate love and mercy because the king was reminding him of Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Who are you? You have come to bring so much happiness to my life." Maharaj Prataparudra spoke, "I am the most insignificant servant of your servants. My only ambition in life is by your causeless mercy, if you will accept me as the servant of the servant of your servant."
Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard, the ultimate
ambition of a real Vaishnava is to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. When Kolavacha Sridhar, who was so poor, he was practically in starvation, his body was so lean and thin, living in sub-poverty conditions by all material standards. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him any and every benediction, the only aspiration Sridhar wanted to be fulfilled was that he be accepted as the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. When Dhruva Maharaj was offered any benediction by Kuvera, the treasurer of all the gods, he desired only to be accepted as the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Thus, Srila Prabhupada explains, we should know that the ultimate perfection of our life and the most worthy of all ambitions to aspire for in our existence is simply to be accepted by the Lord as the humble servant of the servant of the servant of his servants. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his great love, because Maharaj Prataparudra took the humble position of a street sweeper and showed love for Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya gave him the ultimate fulfillment of all of his heart's desires. Then Maharaj Prataparudra was given the darshan of the Lord's divine opulence. Afterward, he paid his obeisances to the Lord and left the garden. Coming out, he bowed down and took the dust at the feet of all the Vaishnavas, and the Vaishnavas in great happiness began to rejoice and glorify the good fortune that Prataparudra Maharaj had received. Srila Prabhupada explains, this is the characteristic of a true Vaishnava. He is never envious. When a real Vaishnava sees that another is getting the mercy of the Lord, a real Vaishnava rejoices and glorifies that devotee. But a person who is not truly of a Vaishnava consciousness, when he sees someone else getting the mercy of Guru and Krishna, achieving an intimate place at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, being empowered by Guru and Krishna, they become fearful and envious. We can understand how much we are actually taking the real qualities of a Vaishnava by just examining ourselves in this way. When we see another devotee making extraordinary progress, getting special mercy and attention, when we see another devotee in power, are we envious? Do we think, why not me? Or does our heart rejoice to see this devotee receiving the mercy of the Lord? That is the test of how much you are actually pure in your Vaishnavism. The devotees rejoiced. Then prasad was sent into the garden. Maharaj Prataparudra sent massive quantities of prasad. And then Kashishwar Pandit and Kashi Mishra, the superintendent, and so many others were bringing big, big feasts of prasad of Jagannath from the Balagandhi offering. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing how hard the devotees in the kirtan worked, chanting and dancing, understood they were tired, and out of his appreciation, personally began to serve with his own loving hands all the kirtaniyas. Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, my Lord, no one will eat until after you eat, so let us serve. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, pages and pages and pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explain the varieties of food that were offered by Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Lord Chaitanya knew exactly what each devotee liked best from within their hearts, and he would order the servers to serve them that. And more, eat more, eat more, till they were filled to their necks with prasad. There was so much prasad. After all the devotees completed taking prasad, Lord Chaitanya ordered that it be served to everyone. Thousands of people were eating. Then Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, call the beggars. The beggars came. They were served sumptuous, opulent Jagannath prasad as much as they can eat. Lord Chaitanya Singh started chanting, Hero! And he instructed the beggars, chant the holy names of Krishna. And all the beggars, just by getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all achieved pure, unalloyed Krishna prema. We should all be such beggars, begging for service to Guru and Vaishnavas, begging for Krishna prema. All the beggars loudly raised their arms and chanted the holy name. It was time for the Ratha-yatra to continue. The people began to try to pull the cart. It did not move. The gopis came. They're the ones that are really supposed to pull the cart. They were pulling and pulling and pulling, but it would not budge an inch. When Maharaj Prataparuddha saw this, he called for the wrestlers, big mountainous men. All the wrestlers came, and they began to pull and pull and pull, struggling and straining, but the cart would not move. This was a great wonder. Maharaj Prataparuddha called for the biggest, strongest of the elephants, and they tied the cart to all these big, big elephants, and the elephants were pulling and pulling, but the cart would not move. They were just whipping and beating the elephants more and more, and the elephants were groaning and grinding and straining and struggling, and the cart would not move. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiles. Everyone was astonished. Why Jagannath would not move? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates sent all the wrestlers away, disconnected all the elephants. Then Lord Chaitanya placed the ropes of Jagannath's cart in the hands of his devotees. Lord Chaitanya went to the back of the cart, and with his head, he pushed the rear side of the cart. As soon as Lord Chaitanya pushed it with his beautiful head, the cart began to rumble and rattle and move forward. And the devotees, the ropes were just laying in their hands and they were not even pulling. And the kirtan continued. And soon after this they arrived at Gundicha Mandir. Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra were very carefully, with great devotion, brought to their beautiful thrones in Gundicha temple. In the temple in front of the thrones, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees spent the entire day just chanting and dancing in the ecstasy of kirtan. In the evening they saw the Arati. The devotees went to take their baths in Indrajumna Sarovar, having wonderful, wonderful water sports. And for the next 9 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the various gardens of Gundicha,
to celebrate the glories of Lord Jagannath by chanting and dancing in great love.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, anyone who hears this wonderful narration of Lord Chaitanya dancing before Lord Jagannath's cart will certainly achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and attain pure love for Krishna. Today, we are all being given this very, very special causeless fortune of participating in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ratinatra by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So let us put our hearts and souls in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant to make this Ratinatra what Prabhupada would want it to be, so attractive to the people of the world. Let our chanting be so loud and so beautiful. Let our dancing be so graceful and enthusiastic. Let our preaching be just according to as Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us the message of Srimad Bhagavata and Gita. Let us distribute as many books as we can, distribute as much prasad as we can. Let us behave with each other in such a way that people understand what is real Vaishnavism. This Ratinatra is meant to attract people's hearts to Jagannath. And what will attract people's hearts more than they're just seeing the deity is seeing the behavior of the servants of the deity. This is a celebration of compassion, a celebration of causeless mercy. It is the celebration of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's very heart to give Krishna consciousness profusely to everyone and anyone. Let us be enthusiastic. Let us be humble. And let us make this a wonderful, wonderful day that will change the hearts of thousands and thousands of people. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Yogan Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Sri Radharas Bihari ji ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Purana. Thank you very much.